It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast, let's do it.
Hey.
Are you ready?
No.
I'm never ready for this thing. I don't even think we have a topic for today.
We can rip on Cyber Monday again for a little bit.
Yeah. So everyone's kind of off of that Cyber Monday high.
I was high on it.
I think like the first year, like when I was like an adult with my own paycheck, mm-hmm. and really when Cyber, what would you say, maybe 5 years Cyber Monday's been really big? Five, six years?
I think it started in 2008.
Well, no, the first time Cyber Monday was used, we talked about this, was by a place called shop.org. Mm-hmm. We talked about this yesterday on the podcast.
Did we?
I can't remember. Anyway, but shop.org did it. No, we did it during the morning dump. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Shop.org was the first one to use the term Cyber Monday. It was in 2005, believe it or not. But I think the overall, monster of a day that it's become, like Black Friday, is maybe a decade?
I think the deals have been dwindling as time goes. People are spending more and more money because it's getting more and more expensive to shop on Black Friday. That's my opinion.
It's convenience. Mm-hmm. It's convenience. You can sit there and get literally all of your Christmas shopping done mm-hmm. on your computer. You don't need to leave your house. Yeah. You don't need to go out in the crowds mm-hmm. and deal with people and deal with parking and all that shit, which, you know, has been, you know, what everyone's talked about with the internet and, mm-hmm. and Amazon. There's a reason why Jeff Bezos is a multi-billionaire.
I want to tell you though, man, I didn't see one item yesterday, Cyber Monday shopping, that I couldn't get some other time during the year with that deal. I'm serious. There wasn't one item I was like, dude, that's significant. Well, that is worth my, you know, my time and money.
That's a huge deal. And you and I have talked about this, and it's a real eye-opening thing that I don't think a lot of people see. All these big things were like, oh my God, they got these TVs slashed $450.
Yeah.
They have like five of those in the store.
Yeah, yeah.
So good luck getting to it unless you're going to waste 3 days mm-hmm. of your vacation time to wait out front, which I'm sorry, if you need a TV that bad, I'll give you one.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
I was at Best Buy for a few years, and there's a lot of like little things that they do that people don't know that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cheating systems. They're not doing anything illegal, obviously.
No.
But you know,
I think they're playing on the public psyche, though.
Right. So we would have, dude, the shift we'd have to work at Best Buy was ridiculous,
yeah.
dude. It was like a 12 to 12 almost. But we would have to basically reorganize the whole store. So you have a list of these items that are significant,
yep.
significantly marked down.
Yep.
The first year I worked there, you had to go to get the TV. You yeah. had to physically go get it. But that was just turning into a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all right, we need to make this a little bit more safe. So we're going to hand out pamphlets or stickers or whatever it was. So you get to reserve a TV.
Yeah.
So basically right before they open the doors, they would have a few employees go and give away the first, you know, say you had five TVs. They give away five tickets to the first five in line. Anybody else? Fucked. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? Sorry. That's all we got. So that's what they're doing now. They're handing out tickets. So the chaos has kind of dwindled a little bit. That's what they're doing at Best Buy anyway.
They're still, I was still watching those, and people are still.
Oh, yeah, they go nuts. That's because there's some stores not doing that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stores that still, you got to go in there and physically grab it. Best Buy also, this is the hardest part of being an employee there on Black Friday. We had to totally reorganize the store, so it was basically a maze.
Mm.
So the customer had to go through a maze mm-hmm. of product to get to the one product that they really want. And Best Buy knows what product that is.
The big ticket items that they have. But the funny thing is, stores have been doing that forever. Why do you think milk's in the back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you're just, I need milk. Well, you got to go past the chips, and you got to go past the soda, mm-hmm. and the booze, and the deli. And that it's all set up for us to trick us to spend more money. They do it at gas stations, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have all the stuff that you need back, so you got to walk past the baked goods or the cookies and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and two, I'm a cheap ass anyways. Black Friday, the whole thing of saving money, I get that. But I also, I live by the mantra.
It's just not as significant as people think, though. That's what bothers me.
It's not worth waiting in line at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about those old stories of people, I've been here since Monday. Uh-huh. You wait, you have a full fucking week to waste to sit outside in your tent to save that.
I mean, that's beyond ridiculous.
And they have that. I feel like some of those people just want to get it on TV. But, get on TV.
Yeah. There's two directions I have with that, though. So you
Real
have
quick,
the person who's
your
at,
voice went so high. Two.
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 Oh,
I said,
The person's either waiting in line there because they really do want that product, and it's just beyond ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, or some people just like doing it. They like being out there, you know?
It's become a tradition. That. But you know what also, too, with Black Friday, what's changed so much now is the amount of 24-hour stores. You know, when Walmart does it, good luck finding a Walmart that's not open 24 hours. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, Black Friday starts at midnight. And it's like, okay. You know, I think that whole, like, store opening at, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Think about, like, Jingle All the Way.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Turbo Man.
It wasn't people, like, going in at midnight. Honestly, where we live, I could probably go to that Walmart at midnight and still get a lot of good stuff because it's not that busy around here. We have a smaller population now, bigger cities and stuff like that. But it's really, I hate how Black Friday plays on the culture of the more you own, the more important you are.
Does that
make sense?
Right.
Like that kind of vain, look at what I have. I got this new, brand new TV and I got this.
When you watch those videos, I enjoy watching the people's faces after they get the TV.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the crowd and they finally scurry one out of the box or whatever it's packaging, and they're running away and they get that look on their face like they just fucking scored like $1 million.
And you didn't, though.
You know, you waited in line for 4 days to get a TV.
Seeing people get trampled, it's like it does. And then all these people just running in. Nowadays, too, you know what you see? All these people walking in with their phones already up. Ready. Oh, let's wait for something horrible to go down. I hate that
happens.
I know
it's going to happen.
I hate that that happens. It kind of shows a real ugly side of us, a very commercialized side of us as a
species.
Hey,
question for you.
Yeah.
And we'll take TVs out of the equation. Mm-hmm. What was the last item that people just went fucking nuts for? You know, because it's always been recently like TVs and kind of like gadgets.
TVs have always been
a big
one.
But remember when it used to be toys?
Uh-huh.
Remember, I think the last one was a Furby, wasn't it?
Probably.
Remember the Furby craze? You couldn't find one.
No.
And you paid. Dude, there were people paying $500 for a Furby.
Yep.
Just to get their hands on one.
And also, too, what does it say about those little shit kids you're raising?
You know,
that if you don't give them a Furby,
they're going to lose their mind.
Well, tough shit. You know what you tell them? Look, there wasn't any in the store. I'll buy you one later.
What was the last item your mom had to just hunt down for you? I made my mom do it once.
Yeah.
I didn't make her do it, but I really wanted it.
I bet you were a little shit.
You better fucking get it, Mom.
Listen to your bitch.
You know what it was? It was a Nintendo 64.
Wow.
It was the hardest thing to find at the time. That Christmas was like, what was it, 97? 95, 97 maybe?
Something like that, I don't know.
But
I was a Sega guy.
Dude, when we opened that and you saw, you always like looked under the tree and you're like, dude, that box is about the size of what a 64 would be.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it. And you pick it up and it's a little heavy, you know? Then you open it
up and it is.
So, dude, the feeling of that was unbelievable.
My folks were very good. And I'll say we were spoiled. They loved taking care of us.
Well,
like
you
Christmas.
Had cool shit. You had like motorcycles and
four wheelers. Stuff like that. And there was secondhand stuff. There's a couple like nice new items. I remember when they got us both stereos, my brother and I both nice stereos, which I'm sure weren't cheap
like
at the time.
Like a boombox?
Yeah, it was more, you know, like the old room ones that had speakers you could take off. It wasn't like the home stereo, but dude, it was fucking dope, man. Yeah. But I do. There
Did
is
it have
one
the
thing.
Disc changer up top?
Oh, of course.
Nice.
Of course. Three disc changer. Like, I can listen to all my CDs at once. The one thing, though, I will say, and I give my parents credit for it, I wanted one of those, you know, the electric cars, like the Jeeps and everything.
Yeah, the Power Wheel.
I never got one.
I wanted the Batman
and
one.
I can honestly say my parents were probably like, no, I'm not spending fucking $400.
Dude, that was $400 in 91.
Yeah.
You know?
Never got one.
Yeah, dude, even your rich friends barely got those.
Yeah.
I mean, they were ridiculously expensive.
But going back to the original thing, I was on Amazon yesterday. There was one thing that kind of, I looked up some fishing stuff. There wasn't anything there. I was like, oh, shit, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I thought about buying was an Amazon Alexa. It was a third gen. They had it marked down to $22. Usually they're $49, $50.
Yeah.
But again, like I was telling you, they do that deal throughout the year. Every once in a while, you'll be like, oh, look, it'll pop up on there. Got it on sale. So it's not just there. And I even asked Kiki, I was like, do we need this? And she's like, no, it's fine. So I didn't spend it. Because that old adage is that you didn't save money, you ended up spending this money. I don't care what kind of deal you got, you still ended up spending money that you probably didn't need to spend.
And you know, you're thinking like Black, like Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
This should be like my favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed.
Yeah. Not a lot. Not big things. Now, you tell me, okay, here's the Amazon Alexa for $1. Okay. I'll buy 10 of them.
That's basically what they're buying or making them for.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
They're selling for $20.
Yeah. Johnny, did you buy anything for Cyber Monday?
I bought something for your mom.
Oh, son, damn it.
Does it go?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I put you on, Johnny, you piece of shit.
Made by Husqvarna.
Oh, it's a Husqvarna. Oh, good God, a Husqvarna dildo.
She's a big'em.
With 38 speeds.
Damn.
All right. Well, this is good. No, but seriously, did you find anything? Did you do any online shopping or do Black Friday shopping?
All I did was I upgraded our tablets.
Like, oh, okay.
We have two nice Alexa tablet or Amazon tablets, and yeah. I was like, you know what? Well, I wanted to do certain things that, like, the really expensive mm-hmm. stuff. I was like, you know what? I bet I could do that same thing with a cheaper version.
Yeah.
So I bought a new one.
Tablets are nice.
Jesus.
What the hell was
sorry,
that?
Sorry, I kicked a box.
As I
oh, my God, jokes. That scared me, dude.
Anyways.
Oh, I thought you just, like, passed out and died, bro. Dude, that was fucking loud.
Let me just pick this box up.
God. Dude, I'm serious. I got butterflies right now.
Actually, it was my penis.
Johnny, that was epic.
Thank you.
Can we just end it?
We're ending on that.
That's
Johnny
it.
Unzipped his pants yeah. and his penis made the loudest
thud. If you want to go back, what, like 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Around 10 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's all you need to do. Right. That was Johnny's penis.
Hitting the floor.
All
right. Talk about a... It's not a mic drop.
Thank God his balls didn't fall out because we would have lost this first floor. We would have been down in the basement.
They're in the basement.
They're in the basement right now. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to tune in to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Is that thing made of gold?
It's just a lead dick.
Damn.